Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. You open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's fucking Friday, all right. It's the 20th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. We're not going to have one. I'm only going to be up here for a few minutes and let you guys know what's going on. Yesterday, we woke up in the morning and I tell you, we couldn't get out of fucking bed. I felt the sickest I've felt since 1995 when I was getting ready to go in the fucking hospital and have my goddamn heart cut open. We were both fucking, burning up. And neither one of us, it was hard. But I said, we got to get out of bed. We got to get some fucking silver water and start pouring it down us. Big things of it. So we got up and we got in there and started making the big jars. And we were chugging a half a jar every 4 hours, and it started to do its thing. And we had the nasal pump, and we put, strong silver water in it. And then a eucalyptus saline capsule thing, and fucking we pumped that through our sinuses, and then we put the stuff in our ears, and... And, I bet I slept fucking 18 hours yesterday, but, we got up and we could move around today. And so we've turned it around. So we're feeling better. We sure as hell didn't feel like putting no broadcast together, but by Monday, I'm sure, everything's going to be good again. I did a full fucking workout on Wednesday. Thursday, I couldn't stand up. This shit hit like a fucking hammer, man. Whatever in the fuck it was. But that goddamn, I could fill up my heart and everything. And that silver water, man, we were chugging half a jar for most of the day. And then we dropped it down to a quarter a jar every 4 hours. And we're on the mend. I mean, it's happening pretty quick for considering how fucking bad it was. At any rate, that's why we weren't up yesterday. And that's why we're just doing a little, coming up on here and let you guys know what's going on today. But I guess I could. I was going to tell you guys a funny story. What we've been doing, here lately is we've been shaking our equipment up that we've had for 40 fucking years, waiting when the day's going to come. And last weekend, I guess it was last weekend, geez. Yeah, it's Friday we took off, that's right. And we went way the fuck up in the mountains. And... where my nephews, they'd scouted it out. And I mean, when we go up in the mountains, we go into fucking places where you got to have a chainsaw, to get the vehicles in. And we're by ourselves. There ain't nobody fucking around us. And it was the second day. You're going to like the story. It was the second day, and two of my grandnieces came in on a quad and said that somebody had stopped them, that they were stuck in the road down there. So my nephew, he jumps on his motorcycle right away, and he's heading down there to see who the fuck's coming down our goddamn road. And he gets down there, and there's this man and this woman, it's a nice fucking four-wheel drive. Fucking, they tried to turn around. They started down in there, and they've seen what it was, and they was trying to turn around, and they were stuck. And so my nephew, he gets out, and he's checking it out, and he goes, you guys try to back up in here and let's see what's going on here. So they do what he says, and he walks around the rig, and he comes back around, and he goes, are you from Oregon? And because I'm telling you, this boy, he hates Californians with a purple fucking passion. He's 41 years old. He's lived here all of his fucking life, and he's seen the destruction of his fucking world too. But anyway, they'd lived there for 3 years, so they were fucking invaders. So he said, the guy had a woman with him, or else he'd probably charge him $100 to get him out of there. And the guy's choice, I mean, this guy's, he's scared shitless because, I mean, he's up in the fucking, his choice was to walk out of there. Now, all the roads are the same, and if you don't know your way out of there, you could fucking walk all fucking day and not make it out. But even if you knew your way out of there, you're going to walk 10 fucking miles down fucking dirt roads to get to the fucking highway where you're going to have to hitchhike 25 fucking miles in either direction to get to a fucking signal for your cell phone. So, and AAA doesn't go off the dirt roads. So there would have been a tow truck. Oh, man, this guy, he was in dire straits. But like I said, he's lucky he had his wife with him. Travis, or me and my nephew, he said, I'll get you out for $20. And the guy, shit, he whipped his wallet out so fast it'd make your head swim, of course, and fucking hand him at $20. Travis, my nephew, he went over and he turned his fucking hubs in. And then he went over to the window. He said, now put it in neutral and shift that shifter down in the floor into four high. And the guy did it. And he said, now I want you to back up there and then to go ahead and turn around. You're going up the road. Oh, and they were so grateful to him. So fucking grateful. But he knew they were shit, you know, as soon as he see it. He could, they're up in, no Oregonians up in the mountains like that in a four-wheel drive don't even know how to turn the four-wheel drive in. But when he came back to camp, he had that $20. He told us why he charged him $20. You know, if it'd been Oregonian, but there's no Oregonian to be up in the mountains with a four-wheel drive don't know how to turn the fucker in. But it was pretty goddamn funny, and I thought it was. But, yeah, we found more fucking defects and more shit, and we'll find more before it's over with, and we're not going to stop until everything's up to snuff. Because it's been 40 fucking years of when the time comes. And that being said, guys, I'm about fucking winded. I'm about enough climbing the stairs. Jesus Christ. I think on Wednesday, I do the stairs are the last thing I do in my workout. I got a pack with 30 pounds of pig iron in it, and I do 25 up and downs on the, you know, flights of stairs. My cardiovascular and shit, I can't hardly get on my own way today. But at any rate, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBS FTT. And until then, man, hey, turn your hubs in. You guys have a nice weekend. That's The Word from the Trenches. You do the same, brother.